Nyagunika has been struggling to pay at least $250 for chemotherapy treatment sessions. His savings were almost exhausted when the family of the former Deputy Energy Minister Mnacho Mtezo chipped in and paid part of his medical bills. The Mtezos also bought groceries for his family. Mtezo's wife Loveness, who presented $500 cash to the Nyagunikas recently in addition to groceries, said it is the duty of fellow Zimbabweans that have a reliable source of income to help the less privileged members of society. She says her family was touched by Nyakunika's plight.
It's our responsibility as Zimbabweans to reach out to those in need, to take our place in society and assist the underprivileged. When you read the article, it touched us. So Mr. and Mrs. Nyakunika, we want to hand over the small gift that we have, and we know it will go a long way in assisting you as a family.
Loveness Mtezo noted that it was everyone's wish and hope that Nyakunika would recover and contribute to the rebuilding of Zimbabwe and be a source of inspiration to others afflicted by breast cancer. Nyakunika's wife Mavis was in tears as she could not contain her joy following the handover of the cash and groceries. She said she had almost lost hope, although she kept praying for a miracle to happen to her husband, who is the family's breadwinner. Nyakunika thanked the Mtezo family for assisting his family, saying medical bills had eroded their savings. He said he was in shock and disbelief soon after he was diagnosed with breast cancer, which in most cases affect women. The former commuter omnibus driver stopped work owing to his deteriorating health some months later, and in October 2014, he was taken to a theater for a surgical operation. He said what followed was a series of hospital visits to Parirenyatwa group of hospitals for several health checkups and blood tests and a couple of chemotherapy sessions.
Chirwere chikutanga kwacho handina kuziwa kuti icancer. Pakatanga paine kalambu pazamu. Kandaingogona kufila kuti mune kanhu kari mukati kanomudzika kuti gudu gudu mukati. Then kuenda kwenguva kakatanga kukura kanhu kaya. Then ndobva ndaenda kuna doctor kubonda.
It started as a lump and gradually it became painful, and I was feeling very uncomfortable all the time. I went to see a doctor and he told me that I had cancer. Then I had to go for medical attention in Harare and many other places. Initially, I was shocked and I thought maybe my life was going to come to an end. But the doctors encouraged me to come for chemotherapy. I've been going for chemotherapy and it is costing a lot of money. That is why my family needed help.
Nyakunika said to date he has undergone several chemotherapy sessions, which he described as very painful and money-gobbling. He said his wife is unemployed and the couple has four children, two boys and two girls, that are jobless. Nyakunika has tried to use traditional herbs to no avail following his failure to raise enough money to continue with the chemotherapy treatment, but he realized that his condition was deteriorating and had to seek modern medical attention. There are no tangible statistics on men afflicted by breast cancer in Zimbabwe. According to the National Breast Cancer Foundation of the United States, although breast cancer in men is rare, an estimated 2,150 men in the United States are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. Breast cancer is a disease in which malignant cells form in the tissues of the breast. Medical experts say the damaged cells can invade surrounding tissue, but with early detection and treatment, most people continue to live a normal life. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.